Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Chuck Aestreich. Art brings us intensification. We look at a scene and it pleases us. The artist does more. He or she is struck. The scene advances from ordinary reality to a realm beyond the mundane. Whether it be painting, sketching, poetry, music, or drama, the artist takes the genre and moves with it to something that edges to the heart. As we live along our Mississippi River here in the Quad Cities, many times what we see becomes old hat. We have looked at those trees across the river. We have watched the lock and dam from Rock Island's Schwebert Park. We have noted Moline's Butterworth Park from the deck of the Channel Cat River Taxi. But have we really seen these commonplace vistas? Have we enlarged our consciousness with the pure majesty of the river and its flow? And have we seen them reverberate and intensify? That is what River Action's program, Art Along the River, hopes to do this summer of 2019. Bring an upsurge of both understanding and enlarged knowledge about ourselves and our relationship with the river. The program will bring ordinary citizens together with an accomplished artist as they nestle along the Mississippi shore and are introduced both to an artistic vision and hopefully begin to follow their own personal vision drawn from the river. From beginning a pastel painting under the spell of Tom Hempel, to sketching the shoreline of imagination with Tracy Replinger, to acting in a reader's theater drama with Chuck Aestreich, to become a part of a traditional drum circle with Regina Shosey, to blossoming into poetry unlocked by Dick Stahl, citizens will unleash their artistic selves. As they interact with art along the river, they will take upon themselves some flashes of what art is all about, intensity.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.